This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, the drum is beating here at Fort Loramie. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McVie. Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com. And we've got Friday night basketball action from the Shelby County League for you, featuring the Fort Loramie Redskins here at home against the upset-minded Jackson Center Tigers. Jackson Center's come within several points of beating Rushi twice. In fact, the Raiders needed a last-second shot to beat the Tigers in the second meeting between the two this year. Jackson Center's also played Minster within three. It's a club that's beaten New Bremen. It's also a team that played Fort Loramie to a 13-point ball game at Jackson Center, holding the Redskins to their lowest total of the year, 43. Tigers are 10-8, 5-5 in the league. Meanwhile, the Redskins are 18-1, 8-1 in the Shelby County League. And head coach Corey Britton's team can win the Shelby County League outright by sweeping its last three opponents, Jackson Center tonight and tomorrow night, and Rushi next Friday. But head coach Scott Elkert's team has other things in mind, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're playing Jackson Center, I don't care how much more talent you may have than them. Scott Elkert is coaching them. It's going to be a basketball game. You know they're going to play hard. They're going to play defense. They're going to take care of the basketball. They're not a very big team, and I'm looking at their stats. They are out-rebounding their opponents for the season,
yeah,
which is amazing to me.
Yeah, I mentioned that to head coach Scott Elkert just a few minutes ago. I said, look at these totals. Your offensive and defensive R's, I referred to them, have outpointed the other team's offensive and defensive R's.
Right.
He said, yeah, we need to get more W's, though.
And he needs more B's, too.
But Jackson Center is a club you can't take lightly. If Fort Loramie looks past the Tigers tonight to Anna tomorrow night here at home, who knows? These Redskins could get stung. Jackson Center will limit the possessions. The Tigers will keep the game in the 40s. Here most recently, Jackson Center scored 40 right on the button, or I should say gave up 40 right on the button to Minster, which is a big team, high-powered offense, shoot the threes, shoots them really well. And Jackson Center held Minster to 40, got beat by three in a game last Saturday night. Jackson Center will make you take care of the ball. If you don't, and you have empty possessions, given the fact the Tigers will give you fewer possessions than you normally get, you're going to wind yourself in a nip-and-tuck fourth-quarter battle.
Well, Jackson Center doesn't score a lot of points. Some of that is by design. They don't want to run up and down the floor and take the first shot that they get. They want to, they're a pattern team. Even in their really good teams that went to Columbus, they still run their offense to almost to perfection. And they still run it that way. They just don't quite have the athletes they've had in the past. But they're still playing Scott Elkert basketball, and there's nothing better than that in the area.
Right. What I see in Fort Loramie, Chuck, is a team that is really gelling. And I mean team, T-E-A-M, case in point. Nathan Roderman off the bench is shooting 50% behind the arc. He had one big shot taken in the last game against Marion Local. It was a three. He drained it. Nick Brandewee had two big shots taken against Marion Local. One of those was a three that went in. When Fort Loramie is getting only 2 points from Dylan Braun, but beating the likes of Marion Local, wow. That says a lot about the Redskins as a team.
Well, they beat, to me, the best team that I've seen this year is Versailles, and Fort Loramie beat them at Versailles.
Right.
That just shows you what these kids can do. They got beat at Anna. That is not a disgrace, and they got a shot to pay them back tomorrow night. But you're right. They can't look past Jackson Center tonight and be thinking about what the Anna game tomorrow means.
Fort Loramie statistically mighty strong in high school basketball. Chuck, you can't beat 71.5% at the free throw line, and how about 51.5% from the floor for
right.
the year?
Well, I mean, because they take good shots, and they're also very well coached.
Right.
They shoot threes really well, but they get the ball inside, and you got Bo Siegels. I think Austin Siegel is the one who has improved the most as this season has gone on. He's become a real force out there for them offensively, but Nick Brandewee, only a sophomore. Evan Burning gets to the rim. If you cut him off going to the line, he is going to find the open person. He is adept at finding the person down on the block where the defense comes from. They're an incredibly balanced basketball team.
Dylan Braun has taken just short of 100 three-pointers on the year. He's made more than 40. He's shooting 64% on twos,
right.
is Dylan Braun.
Well, he's the real deal. That kid, he didn't have a great scoring night against Marion Local, but he does everything else well. So, I mean, even if he's not scoring, he's still playing defense. He's a really good rebounder, really good rebounder.
Jackson Center's best shooter on the year has been Trent Platfoot, 5'11 junior wing player, 46% clip on the season in one game against Rushi. Jackson Center's first 12 or 13 points were all netted by Platfoot. He can be that good. If he gets in a warm streak, he'll become red hot mighty fast.
Well, he's been starting. I don't think he started as a freshman, but he was strictly a varsity player as a freshman. Got lots and lots of time. Now he's a junior, and they're definitely relying on him. Another real talented young man is Bryce Sosby, who's a 5'10 senior.
Christopher Elkert, a 5'7" sophomore, will shoot the three. Calvin Winter, 6'4" sophomore, has had some very good games even as a freshman, and this year as a 10th grader. This Jackson Center club will shoot a lot of threes, and if they're making threes and they're limiting your possessions and you're making mostly twos and not threes, that's how Jackson Center can also stay right in this game tonight.
Right. Let's face it, if Loramie comes out and if they play well and they get the ball down to Tyler Siegel and they don't turn the ball over against the pressure that they're going to face in the man-to-man half court,
right,
they should win the basketball game.
Yeah.
But it's not written in stone. That's a fact.
Aiden Reichert, first young man off the bench for Jackson Center, is a 6'3" freshman. He is at nearly 40% on the year. from behind the arc.
He's averaging 8 points a game for a freshman, and I'm watching him out there. He's a solid kid.
Yeah. So the Jackson Center Tigers do have firepower, especially from long range. And on a hot night, the Tigers can hang around. And Jackson Center was able to hang around in the game at the Tigers gym against Fort Loramie earlier in the year, 43-30 final. And Fort Loramie did not deliver the knockout punch in that contest until the final 2 or 3 minutes. Should be a fine game here tonight. Fort Loramie needs it badly. 18-1 on the year, 8-1 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center 10-8 on the season, 5-5 in league play. And I tell you what, Jackson Center is hungry, just like the Rushi girls last night were against the Fort Loramie girls.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to play hard. I mean, what better? You got the number 2 team in the state of Ohio. They've only lost one game, and you can get a win against them on their floor. That makes your season.
Exactly. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including these three Fort Loramie game-specific underwriters, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. And shout-outs in Rushi to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Ken Francis and Francis Schulte and Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. These anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Starters and the Tip are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built its quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Or check out Tom Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie.
Sophomore number 5, Christopher Elkert.
Opening 5 being introduced, Christopher Elkert, 5'7", sophomore, and a guard for Jackson Center. Trent Platfoot, 11 a game, 45% shooter from two-point land. 5'11 junior, Platfoot opens up. Braden Heitkamp at a forward, 6'1 a senior. Bryce Sosby out front at the point, a 5'10" senior at 10 points a game. And Calvin Winter starts in the middle, 6'4 sophomore. And Aiden Reichert will be one of the first young men off the bench. 8 points a game, 38% three-point shooter. Of course, the head coach is Scott Elkert, who has done a superb job in his career as the mentor of the Jackson Center Tigers. Opening five for Fort Loramie, Nick Brandewey at guard, 6'1", a sophomore. Evan Burning, 9 points a game, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, a senior. Dylan Braun, nearly 18 a game, 6'1", a senior. Austin Siegel at a power forward, 6'2", a senior. Tyler Siegel in the middle, 13 points a game, 6'7", and a senior. As we mentioned several minutes ago, Dylan Braun, a 42% three-point shooter. Nick Brandewey shooting 60% overall on the season. How about Evan Burning? 9 points a game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists per contest. Excellent numbers for him. Tyler Siegel to go with his 13-plus points a game, 8 boards, 4 blocks. 51% shooting on the year for this Fort Loramie team. That includes shots taken from three-point land. Meanwhile, this Jackson Center club is at a 40% clip for the entire campaign. And as Chuck noted, Jackson Center, believe it or not, has out-rebounded its opposition. Opening tip to start goes to a white shirt. It's Evan Burning. Redskins in the home white from top to bottom. Red numbers, black trim. Jackson Center, the road black. White numerals, orange piping. Burning top of the circle, picked up tightly on the play by Sosby. Ball thrown down inside to the cutter. It's Dylan Braun. It rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound garnered by Jackson Center. Sosby to midcourt. Picked up by Burning, 45 feet away. Goes down the right side to Calvin Winter. Coming out to catch. Top of the circle, Elkert. Left side, it goes to Platfoot. Platfoot delivers a pass to Braden Heitkamp. Near wing to Sosby. Now Winter comes out to the foul stripe to catch. Fakes a shot. Gives it up 35 feet away on the left to Elkert. Ball goes into the post to Winter. Winter baseline left. Fades. Misses. Overshoots a 15-footer. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center gets a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds to the Redskins.
That's a good look. Just shot it a little too hard.
We played a minute. No score. And it's probably too early to make this statement, but the pace is being played the way Jackson Center would like it.
Yeah. I mean, Loramie ran a nice play to start the game and just missed the layup.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Austin Siegel for the Redskins. Nothing, 6:40 left opening period. Now Burning, high right. Burning goes opposite to Brandewey. Brandewey tries to find Tyler Siegel in the middle, can't. Goes outside the arc to Dylan Braun. Braun outside the circle on the right, throws to Tyler, right corner Burning, back to Dylan where he was before, near side to Brandewey. Good, tight switching man-to-man from Jackson Center. There's Burning 40 feet away. He dribbles toward center court, looks at head coach Corey Britton. Handoff made to Dylan Braun. Now to Brandewey, who knifes into the lane, pulls up, 7-footer, straight on, switch. That's Brandewey, 62% from the floor on the year. He just increased that right then.
He stepped in right into the lane, elevated, has a nice shot.
5:56 to go, opening quarter. Jackson Center down 2-0 with the ball to our right. Braden Heitkamp's got it, elbow in the left. Coming out to catch is Elkert. Elkert darts into the lane, little runner from 10 feet, makes it. Nice play, Christopher Elkert, 5'7 sophomore. We're tied at 2. Tyler Siegel, the trailer, catches at the foul line for Fort Loramie. Goes to Brandewey. On top to Burning. Fakes right, goes left. Now Brandewey again. On the weave to Dylan Braun. Braun checked at the foul line. Dumps it baseline left to Austin Siegel. 25 feet out to Burning. Burning on the bounce. Hops through the middle of the floor. Took steps. Good defense by the Tigers.
Well, that was the key, was the defense. They stepped over and made him take that extra step.
Yep, we played 2.5 minutes here in the first quarter. Jackson Center 2, Fort Loramie 2, Tigers possession. Tell you what, if Jackson Center can keep this close and interesting into the second half, the burden of pressure will fall squarely on the shoulders of the Redskins.
Yeah, there's pressure on them. I mean, they can't afford a league loss, that's for sure.
Outside the arc on the right, it is Elkert for Jackson Center. Handoff 25 feet away to Trent Platfoot. Double-digit score on the year. Goes to Braden Heitkamp in the right corner. He loops it cross-court to Sosby, who catches. Baseline left, Trent Plattfoot back to the basket. Now straight away, Sosby again. He's handled there by Brandewee. Near side pass goes to Braden Eichkamp. In the right corner, Calvin Winter. Here's a drive to the foul line by Sosby. Twist, turns, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Winter on the arc. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at deuces. An overplay by Tyler Siegel. No steal. Winter loose momentarily down inside. Late help comes from Brandewee along with Tyler. They get a fist on it. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Quickly baseline, Austin Siegel. Back out to Braun on the arc. Straight away burning. Left wing Brandewee lobs to Tyler at the short corner. Puts it on the deck once. A little baby hook shot is good. Tyler Siegel pops one in.
At 6'7", if he can get that close to the basket, Jackson's in trouble.
You're right. He may not be seriously challenged. 4-2 Fort Loramie. 3:52 left, opening quarter. Jackson Center breaks pressure. Calvin Winter on the loose. Tyler Siegel crams it. We've got a loose ball in backcourt. And diving at the feet of a Redskin is Blackfoot of Jackson Center, who picks up the personal.
You think you have an open lane to the basket, and here comes Tyler Siegel. That was a heck of a block.
Yeah, Calvin Winter was blazing a trail down the right side of the floor, and I thought he had 2 points in hand, Chuck.
So did he, yeah. I promise you.
Yeah.
And here comes the tree.
Great block by Tyler Siegel. Play ended up in a loose ball foul on Flatfoot of Jackson Center. Fort Loramie possession. 3.5 to go first quarter. Dylan Braun drops around the top of the circle. Goes baseline right. Tough shot. A banker. Well guarded. Left it short. Rebounded by the Tigers. 3:20 left to go in the first. It is amazing how Jackson Center is so efficient at compressing the length of every game they play. Very few possessions. You've got to be at your best offensively, or Jackson Center will keep it in the 30s and play you right down to the final moment. 30 feet out, it goes to Elkert. Near side pass to Sosby. Baseline right, back to the basket is Reichert, who's in now. Aiden Reichert fades from 17, missed it long. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Nathan Roderman in now. Ball fed to the post to Tyler Siegel. Goes up at the out. He's got it.
Evan Burning.
Evan Burning lights it up. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Full court pressure for the Redskins now. We're trying to speed up Jackson Center. Ball lobbed to Elkert at the center line. He darts up the floor. Pulls up outside the arc on the right. Long jumper. In. Out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Reichert at the foul stripe. Reichert goes outside the arc on the left to Flatfoot. Now between the rings to Sosby. Head coach Scott Elkert signaling a play. Near pass, right side to Reichert. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Sosby. Now trying to back down a player's Plattfoot. Near side pass to Sosby. Sosby jumps. No, it's Christopher Elkert who lets it fly. Swisharoo from way outside.
Imagine that, an Elkert that can shoot the three.
7-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. And then as Nick Brandewee comes down the floor for the Redskins, he probes the middle, makes an off-balance shot, but he leaned in, charged to create space.
Yeah, he hooked to get around the defender.
7-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center possession. The made three by Elkert. Charging foul Brandewee. Tigers get it back. Minute 40 left in the first quarter. On the bounce between the circles, it is Reichert for Jackson Center. Near side pass goes to Elkert. Elkert crossover dribble with the left, shoving foul. And it goes 35 feet away against Carter Mesher in off the bench for Fort Loramie.
He looks like he doesn't understand the call, but if you put two hands on somebody with the basketball, they're going to call it every time.
Mesher, a 5'11 junior, he's come on strong here late in the year for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he played almost exclusive JV. He got a little varsity time, but now he's getting a lot more.
Yep, seeing more minutes at the moment for head coach Corey Britton and the Redskins varsity. 25 feet away on the right, it's Reichert for Jackson Center, which needs a bucket to tie. Baseline right, it's fed to Sosby. Sosby gave it up, got it back, faked the three, took Brandewee into the lane. Nice feed, baseline left. Here's a shot, powered to the rim. It goes down. What a play by Jaron Reese in off the bench. He was clobbered from the backside. Reese, a 6'2 sophomore. Looked like Fort Loramie got a good piece of the ball. Reese was strong. He forced one up. Good power move. The ball hit the backboard, the rim kind of funny-like, popped up in the air, went down in, whistle blew. Reese at the stripe, three-point chance. Opportunity for the Tigers to take the lead. And Reese swishes. 8-7, Jackson Center. Six straight points for the Tigers. A minute to go, first quarter. Brandewey outside the arc on the left, goes to Braun. Braun fakes right, goes left. Now Austin Siegel. Near wing, Nick Brandewey. Ball high overhead. Ball rotated, far right side of the floor. It's Rosengarten dipping into the lane. Hands off to Burning, down inside. Burning for the layup. He's got it.
Mesher.
Carter Mesher got
yes,
the
sir.
Two. Good play by Mesher as he was in behind a couple of black shirts from Jackson Center. That was a good look by the Redskins to make that happen. Mesher in off the bench right away, a two-pointer. 9-8 in favor of the Redskins. 25 seconds to go, first period. Ball rotated on top to Platfoot. Now back to Christopher Elkert. Needless to say, Jackson Center is playing for one. 14, 13, 12 seconds to go, opening period. Here's Platfoot. Here's Bryce Sosby. Head coach Scott Elkert says, now here we go. 6 seconds remaining. Sosby, top of the circle, picks up his dribble. Hand off to Trent Platfoot. Back to Sosby. A long 25-footer. No, short. First quarter closes. Fort Loramie 9, Jackson Center 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins. 25 and 274.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. The second 8 minutes of this game. Fort Loramie 9, Jackson Center 8 after 1. Very crucial game for the Redskins, who are vying for a Shelby County League championship, a sweep of the last three. And it is in the hands of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center with other ideas tonight, trying to spring an upset. Jackson Center's played well so far. 25 feet out on the right, it's Bryce Sosby. Dumps it down baseline right to Jaron Reese. Back out to the three-point shooter, it's Sosby. It is off to the left. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly, forecourt to our left. Cross-court pass for Braun. Broken up by Platfoot. It's at midcourt. Tyler Siegel collects it for Fort Loramie. Hands it down in the right corner. Rosengarten is checked in. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior. Dribble out high by Burning. Skip pass cross court to Dylan Braun. Skipped right back into the corner to Rosengarten. High left to Burning. Fakes right, goes left. Now to Rosengarten for a triple. It is banging off the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound yanked down by Jackson Center, which trails 9-8. A minute gone, third quarter. Deep in the left wing, it's Platfoot for Jackson Center. Screen set high by Sosby. Platfoot foul line, circles it back out to Sosby, who doesn't shoot. Tigers reset, Burning on Sosby, 35 feet away. Ball flipped into the left corner, handled there by Aiden Reichert. Reichert looks for a teammate, puts it on the deck through the top of the circle. Bounce pass near side to Platfoot. Platfoot baseline right to Reichert. Cross court, Sosby. He jacks up a long three ball. He's got it. Sosby nails a bomb. 26-footer high left, giving Jackson Center a two-point edge, 11-9. Fort Loramie into the forecourt. Top of the circle, Dylan Braun. Left wing, Burning. Burning stops at the short corner. Fades. Missed the 12-footer. Johnny on the spot. Dylan Braun. Rebound basket for him.
That's what I talked about. He is an outstanding rebounder to go along with his shooting.
11-11. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Zipping up the right side goes Jackson Center's Trent Flatfoot. throws it cross court to a teammate who guns another three ball and makes it. Christopher Elkert is on target. We talked about the Tigers and their propensity to shoot threes and make them in the pregame. It's happening right now. 14 to 11. Jackson Center by three. Braun on the arc. Down inside to Tyler Siegel. He dropped it. Got it back. Shoots it over Reichert and makes it. Left-hander by Tyler. 14-13. Jackson Center still by a point. Reichert brings it down over the timeline for the orange and black. Pulls up top of the circle. Now he retreats to center court. Now Reichert goes one-on-one. Blazes a trail down the lane. Up against Tyler Siegel. A little hard. Rebound burning of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Braun. Braun on the giddy-up. Into the paint. Pocket pass inside. Then on the arc to Rosengarten, who buries a three ball for Fort Loramie. Eli Rosengarten connects. Fort Loramie's got a two-point lead. 16-14. It's raining threes right now here at the Redskins gym.
That's better than when it's supposed to rain tomorrow night.
Four and a half remaining. Period number two. Reichert, right side pass, goes to Jaron Reese. Long lob cross court to Sosby in the corner. Out high to Platfoot. Fort Loramie's done a good job on him. Other Tigers have done damage, though. Here's a fine baseline drive by Reichert. Shot blocked, got it back, laid it up. It's on the rim, comes off. Tyler Siegel jerks it down for Fort Loramie. Outlet to Dylan Braun. Braun on the go inside the arc on the right wing. Sends it out back to Burning. Near side pass, Nathan Roderman is in now. Into the post to Tyler Siegel. He turns, a one-handed jump hook. It is no good. Rebound, Austin Siegel. Back up, he's hammered on the arm. He'll get two. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 16, Jackson Center 14. The Tigers have controlled the pace, making every single offensive possession count. And the Tigers have had a couple short-lived leads in this game. Free throw by Austin Siegel. Austin Siegel, I should say, is a brick. It clangs off the back iron. Calvin Winter back on the floor now for Jackson Center, along with Braden Heitkamp. Flatfoot, Sosby, and Elkert complete the five. Second free throw, Austin Siegel. A lot of rim. It rolls around, and then it finally rolls right down through the ropes. 17-14. Fort Loramie up three. Six players in backcourt. Pressure applied by Fort Loramie. Ball thrown midcourt. Handled there by Elkert. Bounce pass up the right side to Platfoot. He veers off into the corner. Now back out. 30 feet away, it's Elkert. Elkert dribbles. Outside the arc on the left. Handled there by Calvin Winter of Jackson Center. Between the rings, it's Sosby. Now Platfoot starts a drive against Burning. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Ball fed on the arc. Jackson Center, pitch and catch behind the three-point line. Calvin Winter dribbling, circles right, then back to the left. Look at that long three-point heave. My goodness!
Wow.
Christopher Elkert just made a 30-footer in the Jackson Center offensive set. He made it look comfortable.
My goodness, he didn't have to force it.
Woo! 17-17. That was every bit a 30-footer by Elkert. In the post, it's Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. Spinning, turning, fades. Hacked on the arm. It's in and out, no good. Would have counted had it gone. He was tipped on the wrist by a Tiger defender. Two free throws here for Tyler Siegel.
I was just getting ready to make the comment. We had Brandewey, a sophomore, out there on Elkert, a sophomore. They don't look the same at all. And Elkert, man, he was so deep when he shot that. That was terrific.
Free throw, Tyler Siegel, no good. Off to the right. Fort Loramie, a 71.5% free throw shooting team on the year. Second foul shot is up, and it is in. 18-17, that breaks the deadlock. Fort Loramie up one. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Jackson Center only shoots free throws at 60% on the season.
That's not typical Jackson Center.
No. Up over the timeline, Platfoot for the Tigers on a weave. Outside the arc on the left. It is fed there to Braden Heitkamp. Baseline right, short corner now. It's Calvin Winter. Wants to go to work on Roderman, can't do it. On the arc to Platfoot. I don't remember him shooting so far.
I don't think he's got a shot off.
Cross-court pass telegraphed. Easy pickoff by Burning, who romps the other way, racing in for the layup. Evan Burning, the steal, the two-pointer, 20-17, Fort Loramie. 2:23 left here in the second quarter. Boy, the Redskins would like to get more comfortable and build a lead before the halftime break. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's still only a three-point game. And we've got a moving screen out high against Jackson Center. It's called on Christopher Elkert. 2:09 left here in the second quarter. 20-17 in favor of the Redskins.
Within 3 points with Platfoot not having a shot yet.
That's victory Jackson Center right there, because you can bet Platfoot will get looks before this game ends. Brander with the elbow on the left, puts his head down, and again, we've got a lot of contact. Fort Loramie trying to bully its way into the lane. Offensive foul.
He has a bad habit of getting that arm up, and I think it comes from football. But you can get up there and do the arm bar, but then he extends, and they're going to call that every time on the offense.
That's twice in this quarter, Brander. We offensive fouls. Minute 55 remaining in the second. Fort Loramie 20, Jackson Center 17. Ball pass to Winter, 25 feet away on the right. Ball high overhead. Nate Ratterman picks him up, 6'2 junior. Ball rotated around the top of the arc. Baseline left, it's Aiden Reichert. He goes opposite in the corner. Three-point shooter, long one, Elkert, no good, off the heel. Rebound tipped around. Winter comes up with it for Jackson Center. In the lane, shoots from 10, around and out. Good opportunity there for the Tigers. Winter Rye. The rebound was garnered by Tyler Siegel. A foul on the back against Jackson Center. That was a chance or two in that possession for the Tigers that went by the board. Fort Loramie up 3, 20-17. Minute 20 to go, second quarter. Midcourt burning for the Redskins. Burning against Sosby, fights his way into the lane, forces one up on the go, and makes it. Got a friendly bounce off the iron. It hit the back rim, went up in the air, and plummeted right down through. And now the Redskins have a five-point lead, 22-17. Fort Loramie led early 7-2. This matches the Redskins' widest margin, 50 seconds to go in the half. 30 feet away, it's Reichert for Jackson Center. Gives it up on top to Bryce Sosby. Sosby picked up by Carter Mesher near center circle. 41 to play in the second period. 22-17 Fort Loramie. Here's Christopher Elkert. Throws it left side to a teammate, then gets it back. Hand off to Sosby. 30 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Center darned and determined that this is going to be no more than a Fort Loramie five-point lead at the break. 20 seconds remaining. Top of the circle, Riker. Handoff on the play to teammate Bryce Sosby. He's on the Redskins logo. A step from the center line. 9 seconds to go. A reach around by Mesher from behind. He fouls. That's Fort Loramie's fifth. It's Common not shooting. Jackson Center possession. Far side of the floor. Inside half court with 9.4 to go in the second period. Inbounding the basketball is Calvin Winter. Let's see what head coach Scott Elkert has drawn up here, Chuck. It's entered into backcourt to Sosby. Sosby gets Rosengarten, beats him to the top of the circle. Rosengarten hooks him from behind. That's the sixth team foul on the Redskins.
Good play. They had a foul to give.
Forces the Tigers to enter the ball again from near the scorer's table. A good 40 feet from the basket. 5.4 to go. Winter into the right corner to Reichert with 3 to play. Reichert at the elbow, puts it on the deck. Shot fake. Leans in with the left hand. Missed it from 17 feet off the back iron. Second quarter closes. Fort Loramie a little surge late in this period to go up a 5 at halftime. 22-17 over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit Wilson. WilsonHospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewire that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, 22-17, Fort Loramie by 5 over Jackson Center in a very low-scoring tilt at halftime. Thank you so much, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. In Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. In Rushi, Adams Tech Solutions, or I should say in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Halftime at Fort Loramie, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Not a lot of scoring so far, Chuck, just 39 points between the two clubs. But that is to the Tigers' liking.
Well, it is. You have two outstanding defensive teams, so it's not surprising it's 22-17 at the half. Not a lot of stats. Loramie has a 9-6 rebounding advantage. Jackson leads in offensive rebounding 3-2. Both teams have turned the ball over one time in the first half. 1-for-1 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Redskins 2-of-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie, they were led by Evan Burning with 7. Then they got 5 out of Tyler Siegel. They got 3 from Eli Rosengarten. Then they got 2 from Brandewey and Braun and Mesher. And they got a free throw from Austin Siegel. They scored 9 and 13, 22 for the half. 7 young men scored for them. For Jackson Center, they're led by sophomore Christopher Elkert with 11. Then they got 3 from Sosby and 3 from Reese. Off the bench, an old-fashioned three-pointer. They scored 8 and 9, 17. They trailed 22-17 at the half.
Fort Loramie Redskins not as comfortable right now as they would prefer to be, Chuck.
No, they're not. But they've had 7 young men score. Jackson's only scored. They had 3 young men score. That's something I'm sure they're talking about in the Jackson Center locker room. Platfoot didn't score. He's averaging 11-1 a game. He did not score. And then Reichert, as a freshman, scoring 8 points a game. He didn't score either.
Yeah, if Jackson Center is to pull this thing out of the fire and upset Fort Loramie, those two young men have to produce points down the stretch.
Absolutely.
In this contest here tonight. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 22-17 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 22-17, Fort Loramie over Jackson Center. We'd like to salute Carl Arns at Fort Loramie's Brookins Restaurant on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. He's the new owner-manager, doing a splendid job taking over for Joyce and Dale Barhorst. They were outstanding for 12 years. Now the reins are in the hands of Carl. Same fine menu, same tremendous food at Brookins in Fort Loramie. The place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, those outstanding specialty sandwiches, great pizzas, and the flavorful pork chop special tonight on tomorrow evening. The pork chop special at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Your food is always cooked fresh. Over a century now of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place at all like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. And don't forget, Brookins is the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Brookins on the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. BRUCKENS-USA.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, now owned by Carl Arns. There is no eating place quite like it. You'll enjoy it at Brookins. And again, the pork chop special tomorrow night. Our Local Equipment Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We highlight a couple cheerleaders brought to you by Local in Jackson Center for Fort Loramie. It is cheerleader Riley Puppelman, daughter of Gary and Jill, perfect 4.0 GPA, active in yearbook. She is a student ambassador at the Upper Valley Career Center, a server at St. Michael's Church, a student council involved as well. She'll study at OSU Lima, then transfer to the Ohio State University and major in business. For Jackson Center, cheerleader Emma Farley, or I should say Emmy Farley. She's a 12th grader, again a 4-point GPA, daughter of Jeff and Tracy, National Honor Society treasurer. She is a DARE role model, participates in FCCLA, Spanish Club, Academia, Show Choir, and Big Brothers Big Sisters. Riley Puppelman of Fort Loramie, Emmy Farley of Jackson Center, recognized by Local Equipment.
We'll catch them at the first break.
Local, one of our great founding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Couldn't have gotten off the ground in 2007 when Jeff Bray and I began Scores without the assistance of Local Equipment, about which we'll hear in detail at our first one-minute break. We open the third quarter, Fort Loramie possession, Jackson Center trailing by five. Dylan Bronze got the ball in the corner, gave it up, got it back. He's at the short corner now, baseline. Throw to the opposite below the basket, stolen, intended for Evan Burning. Sosby picked his pocket. Good theft. 30 seconds into the third. Jackson Center down five within striking distance. Boy, the Tigers have hoisted in some lengthy threes in this game. One by Elkert was, it had to be close to 30 feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Baseline left, Sosby turns against Burning and banked it in. Wow, don't think he meant to kiss it in off the window, but he did. He was parallel to the baseline. The ball skimmed off the side of the glass, and it went 22-19. Fort Loramie by three. Burning shook his head when that one went down. Here's Tyler Siegel, high-low for Austin, broken up by Winter, taken away by Jackson Center. Here comes Sosby down the floor, high left, picked up by Burning, who played a minute 15. Right side pass goes to teammate Platfoot, who dribbles between the rings. Brandewee's done a superb job on him. Left side throw to Sosby, on top to Aiden Reichert. Overplay by Fort Loramie, steal was missed. Reichert blew the foul line jumper, had a good shot at it, was open, couldn't connect. Redskins got the board. Brandewee down to Burning. He shoots a long three, crooked off to the left, we could tell. Long rebound, though, to Braun. Braun tries to zero in, missed a three. Rebound low on the right by Brandewee. Banked it in and out, not good. Rebound Jackson Center over the shoulder on Dylan Braun, I think. Or is it against the Tigers? Fort Loramie gets a break. Redskins with three golden opportunities for hoops. Could not get one to sink. Fort Loramie with a reprieve, though. Redskins have possession again. Here's Brandewee dropping a pass into the lane for Austin Siegel. Broken up at Jackson Center, loose on the deck. And guess who has the arrow? The Tigers.
After one turnover in the first half, Loramie's turned it over three times in the first 2 minutes.
Wow. And Fort Loramie scoreless in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Jackson Center's potted one basket, 22-19. Redskins up three. Here's Elker down the floor. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Reichert. Reichert feeds Elkert straight away. Right wing Winter leads a teammate on the baseline and overshot him out of bounds. That pass was not there, and head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center reminds his players of that. With 5:42 remaining in the third, Fort Loramie had only three. Understand that Sidney leads Piqua at the half. That score coming in thanks to Ken Barhorst. Former longtime standout, tremendous sports editor, Sidney Daily News. Kudos to him. 44 years of highly professional service. Well, Tyler Siegel just got the ball low on the block right side and banked it in. Point blank range, big basket for the Redskins. First field goal of the third quarter, and Fort Loramie's up 5, 24-19. Understand that St. Henry is upsetting Versailles 38-32 at the end of three quarters. Here's a long three-point shot by Reichert, way off the mark, no good. Tigers have got to get him going. Rebound Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel with the cutter, Dylan Braun in the lane. Then Braun circles back out, right back into Tyler. Shot fake, powers to the rim. Oh, what a block by Reichert. He stuffed Tyler Siegel. It went out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 24-19 Redskins, 4:41 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding baseline right is Brandewee, and he pitches it out of bounds, wide of Dylan Braun. And as you noted, Chuck, turnovers aplenty for Fort Loramie in the second half.
They look like they've lost a little focus.
Sidney 32, Piqua 25 at the half tonight. And St. Henry 38, Versailles 32, early fourth quarter. Wow. 4:25 to go, third quarter here. Jackson Center down five with the ball. Only 4 points scored in the first nearly 4 minutes of the second half. Sosby enters the lane, leaves it for Winter. Jump shot behind the arc, overshoots an air ball, out of bounds in the corner. Fort Loramie will bring it down. Jackson Center's missed some open shots, Chuck, or the Tigers
missed them bad.
Yeah, or the visiting team would have the lead. Fort Loramie's not played well. Maybe looking ahead to Anna tomorrow night, you don't do that when you're playing Jackson Center. Here's Dylan Braun inside the top of the circle. Swish! He's got it. Big hoop by the Redskins. That was a lengthy deuce. 26-19. Biggest lead of this game for Fort Loramie, 7. Winner dribbling against Austin Siegel in backcourt. Barely got it up and over in 10 seconds. And then head coach Scott Elkert gets a full timeout. 3:42 left in the third. Redskins up 7 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Jackson Center Tigers in possession. 3.5 to go third quarter. Let's see what head coach Scott Elkert has drawn up during the timeout. Here's a fadeaway baseline right. No good by Sosby. It hit the heel. Kick to Dylan Braun. Fort Loramie up 7. 26-19. 3:15 to go in the third. Braun's double teamed. Open man near side Roderman. Line drive. Three ball. You can count it. Wow. Nathan Roderman better than 50% behind the arc this year. Took one big shot against Marion Local. It was a triple. He knocked it down and takes his first big one tonight and buries it.
Yeah, he's a heck of a shooter.
Not a lot of arch, but boy, he is on target more often than not. 29-19. Fort Loramie's opened up a 10-point bulge. 2:45 left here in the third quarter. Winner straight away to Platfoot. Here's Platfoot's first shot of the game. 15-footer, way short, air ball below the rim, collected by Fort Loramie. Outlet to Dylan Braun. He motors down the left side, darts through the lane. Look at Dylan go to the basket, makes it. Continuation, no.
NBA, yes. High school, no.
Good call by the referee. Fort Loramie will get the ball out of bounds on the common personal.
I'm going to mean this as a compliment. When Keith Cooley started refereeing when I was still coaching JV basketball at Piqua, he was terrible. He has turned into be one of the best basketball officials in the state of Ohio.
Yep, he's excellent. Eli Rosengarten's got a good look behind a screen, and he buries it. How about that? Rosengarten and Roderman off the bench. The two R's, the double R's, drained a couple of three-pointers, and Fort Loramie's lead has grown from 7 to 13, just like that. 32-19 Redskins. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center's the club that needs to be making threes here in the second half. But Fort Loramie's got two in a row from guys off the bench to widen the margin to 13 big ones. Deep in the right corner, Elkert for Jackson Center. Circles on top. Goes outside the arc on the left to a teammate. It's Reese. Baseline left, Sosby. Outside the arc to Reichert. Baseline right. Skips to Elkert cross court. Left corner Sosby. Short corner. Fade away. Glanced off the side of the glass into the lap of Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie. Again, the Redskins play great defense. Dylan Braun dribbles into traffic in the right corner. Jackson Center dives on the ball but fouls. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Deep in the right corner, it's burning for Fort Loramie, which is up 13. Outside the arc on the right, Roderman throws it to the cutting Braun. Missed his mark, out of bounds, into the Redskins bench. Despite going up by 13 now, Fort Loramie's had a sloppy third quarter. 13-point spread, 70 seconds remaining in this period. Only one basket for Jackson Center in 7 minutes. As Fort Loramie is giving Jackson Center a taste of its defense. Here's a push-off baseline left. Rosengarten on the back of Blackfoot, common foul. Fort Loramie's first, of the second half. Don't miss out on the great array of new inventory of furniture coming in always at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Goffney Furniture with high-quality furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And as they talk about Goffney, Aiden Reichert gets an open look from the right corner behind the screen and pops it in, his first field goal. And it's a long three-pointer. The Tigers needed that. 38 seconds to go in the period. Fort Loramie's lead is 10. Look out. Here's Roderman again. Got the assist from Dylan Braun. No, it's strong. Rebound kicks to Platfoot for the Tigers, who with a bucket at the end of the third quarter could cut it to 7 or 8 and be right back in the thick of it. Fort Loramie setting up its defense. Redskins have given up 38 points a game on the year, and Fort Loramie's defensive yield will no doubt get better after tonight. 5 to play. Dribble drive, Sosby foul line. Lost it, got it back. Foul line again. Faye from 17. Hit the heel, no good. 32-22. Fort Loramie up 10 over Jackson Center after three periods on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. On the radio, on your phone, for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Fort Loramie with a lead of 10, 32-22. We start fourth period action. Three team fouls in Jackson Center, one in Fort Loramie. Redskins spread the court. Brandewee, Braun, and Burning on the weave. Got the three B's out front. Burning at the elbow in the left. Pounds it on the floor. Looks to Braun in the left corner. Braun slashes to the foul stripe, then retreats. Ball whipped inside to Tyler Siegel at the midpost. Into the corner, Burning. Burning forces his way into the lane. Dumps a pass to the cutter below the basket, Dylan Braun. And on that pitch made to his teammate, Burning is bumped. Common foul, Tigers. Fort Loramie will inbound it left to the rim. Again, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. High-quality furniture meeting your budget's needs for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office, and entertainment spaces. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com. Well, Dylan Braun is fouled after receiving the inbounds pass below the rim. That's a play that Fort Loramie often generates below the basket. Braun shook free, was hammered on the arm, and he has just switched two free throws. And it's 34-22. Fort Loramie back up a dozen now. The Redskins won the first meeting between the two by a score of 43-30, 13 points. It's 12 at the moment. Jackson Center enters in backcourt at Sosby. Sosby goes behind the back against Burning and then walks it up, gives it to Winter, 25 feet away on the right. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. It's been a five-point second half for Jackson Center, and Winter, far side of the floor, has the ball tapped away from him, and Fort Loramie's got it. Down the floor to Burning, to Brandewee through the top of the circle. Near side to Dylan Braun, who fakes right, goes left, probes the middle. Oh, a good look down inside to Siegel. He tried to dunk it, missed it. Rebound, Austin Siegel. No, off the iron. And it glances off into the hands of Elkert for Jackson Center. Fort Loramie missed a golden opportunity. Here's Aiden Reichert in the post. Good lean-in move. Short left-hander, bouncing once, twice, no good. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. Up ahead to Dylan Braun. Braun slants through the lane. He's tripped. And it's a common foul. No, it's called a palming violation against Dylan Braun. Jackson Center Tigers will take that one. We played nearly 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center has tallied only 5 points in the second half. Tigers are lucky, Chuck. They're not further behind than 10.
Yeah, absolutely. They played such good defense.
Here's Reichert. He and Platfoot need to get going in a jiffy for the Tigers. Calvin Winter, 30 feet away. Bounce pass near side to Reese. Reese has it. Looks for help. Goes to Elker between the rings. Right side throw. Aiden Reichert puts it on the deck with the left hand. Goes behind the back. Picked up by Brandewee. Ball delivered to Sosby. Might have gotten away with a walk. Turn around, Jay in the lane. Yes! Nice move, Bryce Sosby. 5:43 left in the game. Timeout, Tigers. Scoreboard reads 34-24. Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Here is the situation at Fort Loramie. Redskins 34, Tigers 24, 5 minutes 43 seconds remaining in the game. Jackson Center on defense, coming off a made field goal by Sosby. Good-looking fadeaway in the paint. Tigers now have 7 points in the half. Here's Burning on the arc to Austin Siegel. 5 team fouls in Jackson Center. Now Brandewee's got it. Top of the key, Tyler Siegel. Left side pass, Dylan Braun. Little crease on the baseline, doesn't go. Instead flips it cross-court to Burning. Into the post to Tyler. Goes to work, turnaround shot is good. It rolled around and went through there. Good, quick ball movement by Fort Loramie, which eventually entered the ball on the block to Tyler Siegel. And he's got a sizable height advantage here tonight. Off balance, Reichert coming in from the right flank for Jackson Center. Flipped it up on the go. Easy block by the Redskins, who've got it. Brandewee at the elbow in the right. 12-point lead, Fort Loramie. 4:45 to go in the game. Into Tyler to Brandewee on the arc. Right corner, Burning. Burning dribbles. Tyler Siegel straight away. Dylan Braun, 25 feet out. Short corner, Austin Siegel. Jackson Center shifting its man defense. Coming out to greet Braun is Reese. Brandewee in the corner, cross court to Burning. Burning wants to go to Tyler Siegel. Instead, it's Dylan Braun inside the top of the key. He pops one in. Dylan Braun has hit a couple from there. Long two-pointers coming off picks. 38-24 Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. It was a 22-17 halftime lead for the Redskins, who have outpointed Jackson Center 16-7 here in the second half. We've got a foul against Fort Loramie away from the action only. The home team second of this half.
Jackson hit the first basket to start the third quarter, cut it to three, and then they've not been able to score much since.
You're right. All Redskins over the final two quarters. Fort Loramie defensively mighty tough. Ball inbounded by Jackson Center in the corner. Deep three. Platfoot. No. Hard. Rebound Fort Loramie. Brandewee up the floor to Jiffy. And he whips the pass down inside to Tyler Siegel. A defender is on his back. Team foul 6 on Jackson Center. Brandewee inbounds to Burning at the elbow on the right. Fort Loramie's in the 1-1 the rest of the game. Here's Brandewee on the arc, high left. He lets it go. Yes, he's got it. I said Brandewee. I should have said Dylan Braun.
That was Dylan Braun. That was a heck of a tough shot.
3.5 to go in the game. Look at that off-balance maneuver from the foul line by Sosby. Missed it. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor to Braun. He's open right wing. Short. No good. Rebound tracked down by Winner of Jackson Center. Backcourt to Platfoot. He races up the floor with 3:16 to go in the game. 41-24 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed to Reichert into the post. He goes to work against Tyler Siegel, who slaps down and fouls. Couple free throws coming here for the Tigers. 3:09 left in the fourth. Reichert shoots a pair. One thing about this Jackson Center team, Chuck, is that it is extremely young.
I mean, really, except for Sosby, they don't have another senior that plays much at all.
Second free throw, Reichert on the way. First one good, second one hard. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Timeline comes Brandewee. 3 minutes left in the fourth. Dylan Braun's made some key shots here in the second half for the Redskins. To Roderman, right wing Brandewee. Straight away to Tyler Siegel. Tyler Siegel and Dylan Braun have made the difference here in the second half. Roderman 30 feet away. Now Braun. Fort Loramie's in the bonus. 2:40 remaining. Ball pitched outside the arc on the right wing to Carter Mesher, who's in. Ball is tagged with the arm by a Jackson Center player out of bounds off the Tigers' last. Inbounding here is Fort Loramie. Brandewee 30 feet out, 2:20 remaining in the game. Left side, Braun. Braun fakes left, goes right into the top of the key. Roderman, Brandewee. Redskins up 16 in no hurry. We're down near 2 minutes. Tyler Siegel, Mesher back to Tyler. Give and go, up and in. Tyler Siegel's been a force to be reckoned with in the final two periods.
He's 6'7". There's nobody out there that can check him.
Long three-pointer by Elkert of Jackson Center. Got it. 27-footer. Christopher Elkert buries another one. He's had a couple extremely long-distance makes tonight. One from 30. That one just short of 30. 43-28 Fort Loramie. A minute 46 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center bats the ball out of bounds in the far corner of the floor. No, a reach-in foul called. And Dylan Braun shoots the 1-1.
St. Henry finished the job. 46-44, they beat Versailles tonight.
Woo! How about that? I guess St. Henry deserves every bit of that number 5 in the state ranking.
Well, tell you what, we saw them on a lost weekend,
yep. And
they didn't look very good at all.
No. In fact, now, Chuck, that's my favorite, to come out of that Northwest District and feed the D4 regional from up there down at Kettering Fairmont. 44-28 after free throws by Fort Loramie. Here's a fadeaway jump shot at the foul line by Sosby of Jackson Center. A lot of rim. It comes off. Tie up on the rebound. And it's going to be Jackson Center's possession. Well, we were talking, Chuck, free throws by the Redskins at the other end.
The Redskins, yeah, it was Braun. He made one, missed one.
44-28, Fort Loramie leads. 94 seconds to go in the game. Similar score to the first meeting. Won by Fort Loramie, 43-30. And the Redskins have just steadily inched away from Jackson Center over the final two periods. Tight game at the half, 22-17, as Chuck noted. Jackson Center nailed the first goal of the third quarter to trim it to 3. But since then, it has been Fort Loramie ever since. Here's a carry 25 feet away by Braden Heitkamp of Jackson Center. He turns it over, a high dribble with the left hand. And Fort Loramie has subbed in Carter Mesher. He's out there on the floor. And I think that's Cody Varhorst as well, 5'11 senior. Rosengarten high left, fires a pass down in the block. Jackson Center deflects, out of bounds.
Jake Ratterman's checked into the game also, number 44.
Minute 13 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie 44, Jackson Center 28. One of our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. established back in 2011, qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Plus watch battery replacement, free jewelry cleaning, ear piercing. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Ohio, at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, phone 526-5557, 526-5557. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Now each team exchanging a miss. Jackson Center possession down to her left. 27.2 to go in the fourth quarter. As I noted a moment ago, interestingly, the final score here tonight not too dissimilar from the final in the first meeting, won by Fort Loramie 43-30. Right now Fort Loramie's got 44. Jackson Center with a basket here in the final possession would get to 30. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Redskins with 13.9 to go. Jackson Center inbounding. Ball fed into the post. Jaron Reese has got a five-footer. It's partially blocked by Fort Loramie. Loose ball picked up by the Tigers. Then the Redskins get it with two to play, and that'll do it. Yep, it was a tussle through the first half. Fort Loramie not comfortable at all over the first 16 minutes. But then Tyler Siegel and Dylan Braun went to work, and Fort Loramie steadily inched away from Jackson Center and defeated the Tigers here tonight by a final score of 44-28. We thank you so much, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Including Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new vehicles and pre-owned ones at Geyers. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today because after three generations, the Geyers have done business the same way ever since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers. See them online, too, at Geyers. GAIERS Inc.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. He's got a tire sale that can't be beat. Take advantage of Michelin, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Beat the winter weather before it beats you more. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery as well. Phone 800-474-4123. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And don't forget, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. They do outstanding work. It's a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Check with Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. They are the two pros, the experts at Tom and Jerry's. Phone 937-295-3243. Check them out on the web at tomjerrys.com. Redskins prevail. A little bit of a struggle, Chuck, through the first two quarters. Fort Loramie managed to pull away basket by basket over the final two periods. Fort Loramie scored, 22 points in both halves. Jackson Center's offense wilted in the final two quarters. We've talked all year long about Fort Loramie's defense. And in the end, it was the difference over the final two periods of this game.
It was. There was too much Tyler Siegel. He had a nice second half. The rebounding was all Loramie. We talked about how Jackson had led in rebounding against their opponents. They got out-rebounded 23-11 tonight. They only had five rebounds in the second half. 5 of 8 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Jackson only went three times, made two of them. Individual scoring for Jackson Center, they were led by sophomore Christopher Elker with 14. And Sosby had 7, 4 from Reichert, and 3 from Reese. Platfoot did not score. For Fort Loramie, they were led by Dylan Braun with 12 and Tyler Siegel with 11. They had 8 young men score tonight. Just typical Fort Loramie scoring.
And Platfoot and Reichert, who usually score about 20 points a game combined, Chuck. At Platfoot, a little over 11. Reichert, a little over 8. What'd they have together?
They had 4. Reichert had four points, and yep. Platfoot did not score.
Fort Loramie spied on them, did a good job, choked those two players off, and Fort Loramie's defense made a difference in this game. It has all year long. Fort Loramie, amazingly, giving up 38 points a game coming into tonight, and that defensive yield gets even better after this evening.
Yeah, well, they really just handcuffed Jackson in the second half. They didn't have an answer. The only offense they had all night truly was Christopher Elkert.
Yeah, like your choice of words, handcuffed, and that's exactly what Fort Loramie did to Jackson Center in the second half of this game. Our Clancy's Award winners are whom?
Well, we're going to go with Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie, and we're going to go with Christopher Elkert for the Tigers.
Two good selections. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, a couple final scores tonight, repeating the one you delivered a few minutes ago. St. Henry beat Versailles.
46-44.
Wow.
I can't. Usually Arnes gets 44, so that's a defensive job by tonight.
Wow. And Sydney defeated Piqua 62-53 Sydney over Piqua. That score courtesy of Ken Barhorst.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken. How you doing? 44 years in sports journalism. What an editor. Kudos to him. Professional service, second to none. Wow, what a journalist he has been.
He must have started when he was 8 because he and I are the same age. And I'm only 14. So
wow. Final score here tonight, once again, 16-point spread.
44-28.
Yeah, 44-28. Fort Loramie gets it done at both ends of the floor. Chuck, Fort Loramie might have an off 2 or 3 minutes offensively. Rarely do they have an off 2 or 3 minutes defensively.
No, they don't. They don't make mistakes. If you score on them, you earned it.
Tomorrow night, we're right back here. Fort Loramie entertains Anna. Fort Loramie's got one down, 2 to go. Redskins have got to win tomorrow night and the next Friday at Rushi to take the Shelby County League crown outright. Of course, Anna and Rushi are right in the thick of it. Anna's lost 2, having been beaten twice by Rushi. Rushi and Fort Loramie, just 1 setback each in the Shelby County League. Rushi lost to Fort Loramie. Anna beat Fort Loramie first time around. Rematch tomorrow night. And remember, it's a 7:30 tip. 7:30
right,
tip tomorrow.
Right, because of the impending weather coming.
Yeah. And we are on the web online at 7:10 tomorrow night from right here at Fort Loramie. Good look at the Jackson Center Tigers here tonight, Chuck. And I would expect Rushi and Jackson Center more than likely to be in the same bracket in the Piqua Boys Division IV sectional tourney. The draw coming up Sunday. They played 2 close games during the regular season. That could be an interesting square off in a sectional final at Piqua.
Well, I'm looking forward to the draw on Sunday. Yep. It's always exciting to see where things line up and to see what we're going to be doing for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, the Sydney Daily News. Thanks to Bryant Billing and his staff at the Sydney Daily. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. By the way, the Sydney Daily News has the best local sports page coverage around.
And Brian, only 30 or 43 years away from catching up with Kent.
Yeah. Congrats to Bryant. You had 43 to go. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Congrats to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Kudos to Carl Arns, the new manager-owner at Brookins on 10 Elm Street. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney and in Troy and in Tip City. Frisch is what's your favorite thing. Don't forget, on Mondays in February at Frisch's in Troy, children eat free from 5 to 8 p.m. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. And the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it is out of this world. So tomorrow night, Chuck, we bid everybody good night. We've got webcast pregame at 7:10 right here tomorrow evening, Fort Loramie, Anna. Congratulations, Corey Britton. You're two games away from an outright Shelby County League championship. Corey just heard me say you're two games away from a league title. He's thinking about one game right now. That's
Not worried about Rushi or anybody else. They're worried about Anna.
Anna Rockets come to town tomorrow evening. Fort Loramie out to avenge its only loss of the year, only league setback. That was to Anna in overtime. Webcast time again tomorrow at 7:10. Tip-off 7:30. Anna Fort Loramie here at the Redskins gym. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins beat the Tigers 44-28.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.